Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You know what? I know y'all love us. Because when things... are seemingly in your mind not what they should be, immediately our social media blows up. So I'm going to give a little roll call here. ATL Burger Guy, DJ Diesel, Verse, Beam, Pat, Chris Bennett, all of you, thank you so much, because apparently you guys were listening to our conversations during the commercials, and you guys were like, yo, your mics are hot. Don't say anything crazy.
So in the words of Skip Carey, if someone wants to be pursuing a career in the food service industry, he'll keep a tighter handle on those microphones.
So, guys,
moving forward.
Appreciate all that, man. Yeah, we got word, but, you know, look, we don't say anything in the breaks. What do you guys think we do? All right, let's talk about Georgia Tech, because they've got a big game. Saturday, Chad Bishop's here. He covers Tech for the AJC.com. Chad, let's talk first about Haynes King, man. Mike and I have been having this conversation probably for the last few weeks. He's not getting any Heisman love. I don't know if it matters because they just keep winning, and ultimately I think they're going to be a playoff team. But where do you put him in the scope of quarterbacks around the country? Because Georgia Tech has been led, and he's carried them all season long.
Yeah, it's curious, right, guys? And good afternoon. I think part of the problem there is, A, he's not sexy, right? Like, he puts your head down, put your nose down, get 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You know, he's not throwing the ball for 400 yards a game. He's not, you know, a Cam Ward-type passing numbers. I think, you know, that's number one. You know, number two, some of the guys he's in competition with are putting up those types of numbers. I mean, you know, Mendoza at Indiana, Simpson at Alabama. So it's kind of going to be hard for him to climb that leaderboard. Now, I will say, as the season goes on, as Tech keeps winning, as he continues to put up some of the numbers he is currently putting up, he's going to be in that conversation. And, you know, I don't know what the Heisman criteria is anymore, but I'll tell you that in terms of value, I don't know if there's another player or quarterback, for that matter, who is as valuable to their team as Haynes King is, because if you take him out of that lineup, where is Georgia Tech? They're certainly not 7-0, right? So, I mean, I think his value is probably, you know, there's just not many players in college that have the same sort of value that Haynes King has.
Talk about the receiving core, because that's one thing. You know, 4 touchdowns. Again, I don't think a Tech fan matters. I mean, he'll be eating a free meal if these guys make it in the playoffs for the rest of his life from all the well-heeled Georgia Tech alumni, Chad. But I mean, talk about the receiver core, the tight ends. Is there a way they can get a little more vertical in the passing game, or no? Don't mess with it because what they got is working?
I think both. I think both can be true. I mean, you know, we came into this preseason thinking that would be the case. They went out in the transfer portal and got Eric Rivers and Dean Patterson from FIU. They had, you know, Bailey Stockton and Malik Rutherford and Isaiah Canyon coming back. Went out and got JT Byrne as a tight end from California. And, of course, Luke Harpering, you know, has been in the program for a couple years as a tight end. Brett Seither came back after an injury at tight end. So we thought the passing game would be way more developed, really, than it is at this point. But, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, I heard Brent Key say the other day, win the surest way. And right now the surest way for Tech is to run the football. Now, that doesn't mean they can't throw the ball, but I don't really – no one's really shut down their rushing attack. So they really haven't had a whole ton of a reason to go out there and whip the ball around the yard. I think those guys are capable. You know, Haynes King, certainly his completion percentage is going to go down as one of the best in program history. So he has the ability to get the ball to a bunch of different playmakers, but really just hasn't been incredibly necessary to this point.
Do you think the run game outside of Haynes King has been what it should be?
I think it's been better. You know, Jamal Haynes, you know, it's funny statistically, and I asked Brent Key about Jamal Haynes today, and he gave me a side look and said, well, you know, he is averaging like 6 yards a carry, you know, but he just hasn't had those monster numbers like we expected.
No.
But they went and got Malachi Hosley from Penn, a Columbus, Georgia native who's rushed for over 400 yards at this point. They're, you know, the only team in the country with three guys with at least 400 yards rushing. And they got Trelane Maddox, a kid from Parkview High School, who's waiting in the wings too, who was banged up in the Colorado game. And he's been in there the last couple weeks. He's ready to explode as well. You know, and they came into the season as well. I'll touch on this. Their offensive line wasn't completely solidified and is still kind of shaky right now with Harrison Moore, the center, being questionable going into Saturday. But all that being said, they continue to put up big-time rushing numbers. They're leaning on Haynes King in the run game, and they have, you know, so many weapons in that department that it's hard for defenses to stop.
I mean, the good news is these are first world problems for a team that's the highest ranked Georgia Tech's been in decades.
Yeah.
And the first time they've been, what, 7-0 since Bobby Dodd was coaching. So, I mean, we're just, I guess, looking ahead, Chad, to the matchup with Georgia at Mercedes-Benz. Before I even get there, you know, this Syracuse thing, last year, Fran Brown, we talked about it all week, he used the physicality angle to fire up his troops. It just seems like, at least from what we've seen, it's not the same team from Syracuse. So how concerned are you about this matchup against the Orange?
Well, you know, I think there definitely should be concern. Number one, you know, Tech's defense is living on the edge, to be honest. I mean, they're a bend-don't-break defense. They've given up a ton of yards. You look at that game against Duke. I mean, Darian Mensa, quarterback for Duke, you know, threw it around a lot, and they got a lot of yards, but Tech's defense kept them out of the end zone. And Syracuse, despite some issues at quarterback, they have the ACC's second-best passing game. And Tech is without cornerback Amari Harvey. Jai Gilmore, Brent Key told us today, you know, he was ACC defensive back of the week. He's questionable going into Saturday. So I think that's a concern right there as well. You know, this Syracuse team, really to Brent Key's point, you know, 3-4, probably a few weeks ago, you know, they're 3-1 and look like they might be a player in the ACC. So they're probably desperate and have nothing to lose and fighting for their bowl eligibility lives. The way Fran Brown coaches, the competitiveness of his team, and the way Tech plays these ACC games, right? They always come down to the end of the game in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, I think there's plenty of concern week in and week out for this Tech team, no matter who they're playing.
Chad, Tech has really created a home field advantage, though, right? I mean, they haven't lost at home, and it's going on 2 years now. Is that right?
Yeah, nine in a row at Bobby Dodd Stadium. You can feel the swell. You know, the students really started it last year. I mean, the number of the students that showed up from the student body week in and week out has been impressive. But, you know, the local community, maybe even some of the alums were on the fence a little bit. You know, it had been a long time since Tech had won a lot of home games. You go back to the Jeff Collins era, you know, really even the end of the Paul Johnson era, it was kind of iffy in home games. But Brent Key has created a situation where they don't lose there anymore. They had 50,000 in the game against Virginia Tech. Last I talked to someone this week on campus, maybe a couple thousand tickets left. They're aiming and hoping for that elusive sellout that they haven't been able to get of 51,000 fans. And I would think Saturday would be the perfect day to do it on homecoming with, I think it would be, what, like 65 degrees at kickoff. So they've made it a real, real tough place to play. Those students are, you know, right there in the end zone screaming at the opposing team, and they've really made it a dangerous place to play for the opposition.
Got a trip to Carter-Finley coming up. That's always a tough place to play against NC State as well. I know we're talking with Chad Bishop about, you know, a team that's seventh in the country, but just four passing touchdowns. I guess getting it back to, we talked about the players they brought in and the skill positions. It just feels at one point or another, Haynes King is going to have to throw the football to win a game. And can will they be able to do that? Because we know what he's capable of. If you go back a couple of years, this guy had over 24 touchdowns.
At what point will the opposing defense sell out, to your point, right? Like,
right.
Which defense is going to come in to face Georgia Tech and say, forget it, we're going to put eight guys in the box, nine guys in the box, and make Haynes King beat us? That, to me, is the huge question. And which team, honestly, is talented enough to do that? Is it NC State? Is it Pittsburgh? Is it Georgia? I don't know. We've seen some teams. I think Wake Forest had an awesome game plan. You know, they had 16 days off before they faced Tech, and they really did that in the first half of that game, and Tech was sort of able to overcome that and make some adjustments. That'll be incumbent upon Buster Faulkner and Brent Key to have that in their back pocket to say, okay, you want to stack that box, you want to shut us down in the run game, we're going to throw it up to Isaiah Canyon, who's a 6'4 guy. We're going to hit Eric Rivers on slants and sort of bleed you to death in that regard. I think they can, but like I said, to this point, no one's made them stand up and prove they can do it.
Right.
All right, I want to project here a little bit, Chad, before we let you go. The projection is you handle all of your ACC games, but you lose to Georgia. You still have Georgia Tech in the college football playoff. Yes?
I would think so. I mean, you know, if they're 11-0 against Georgia, they're probably going to be ranked in the top five, right, in the AP.
Yep.
and probably in, around that area in the college football playoff rankings. Now, if they lose to Georgia 56-10, maybe that changes the narrative. But I think we saw the precedent last year with SMU losing in the ACC title game and still getting in, that if Tech makes the ACC title game, that result shouldn't damage their case. So you would look at the 11-1 team playing in the ACC title game, a loss to Georgia, who's probably in the top 10 or top 5, I would have to think they'd be a lock for the college football playoff.
Last year it was Indiana. I think Carl was 60th or 61st strength of schedule.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not Georgia Tech's fault. Clemson's not even sniffing the top 25. But I think based on what Indiana had last year, I would think, Chad, that would get them in, to your point, as long as they don't get whooped. You know, but and again, it also bears out with who's a bigger brand in the Big Ten who they want to get in there. That's going to come down to the committee.
So many factors. You know, I know ESPN has a metric, right, strength of record. You know, what is the committee looking at? Are they looking at brands? Are they looking at strength of schedule? I mean, Clemson was ranked at the time. Clearly, they're not anywhere near being a ranked team now. But all of a sudden, Pittsburgh looks pretty good. You know, Duke looks pretty good. Like, how are they measuring some of these wins? Winning at Colorado is no small feat. I mean, there's got to be something to be said for that. Is it the gauntlet of what some of these other teams have gone through and are going through? No, definitely not. But again, like your point, Tech can't schedule or can't control who was out there and how good the other teams were that they played. It wasn't their fault. So, yeah, hopefully that won't be used against them if it comes down to that.
Chad, great job, man. Follow him. Stay up with everything that's going on with Georgia Tech, and we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you here probably in a week or two as we count down to the end of the season. Tech's rolling right now. Appreciate you.
All right, my friend. See you.
Cool. Chad Bishop, guys. It's Dukes and Bell live at Gustin's Grill right here in Woodstock.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I want to remind you, the morning shift, Friday, they are going to be at Publix. Bo Morgan's going to fire up the grill. I didn't know that. Wow. And share his favorite game day recipes. You can also be a part of it, guys. That's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype with this year at Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. We'll find out what's on Day Day's mind. Also, in the 4 o'clock hour, we will talk more about our Falcons and something Mike has already dubbed the controversy.
Yeah, I did.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.